Hi guys, welcome to Trust Me, We Get You. My name is Karen.
And my name is Erica. And for today's topic, we'll be talking about stepping out of our comfort zone or doing things that maybe we were scared of. And we're going to give you some examples of what we've done. But before we get there, we do want to say that we haven't recorded in a while, and all of this is due probably to stepping out of our comfort zone, especially for me, Erica. And we've had a lot of changes in our lives, and this year as a whole has been a roller coaster of, thankfully, and thank God, a lot of good things and a lot of things that had been put on hold for my life. And it's kind of like, it's not an excuse to not be recording, but it really, you know, I feel like I couldn't be recording and doing the podcast because, like we said before, we kind of want this to be fun. And at the moment, there was so much going on that I couldn't really focus on this. But now I'm going to try my best, as well as Karen. So here we are.
Yeah, it's been kind of hectic for the both of us. I think Erica and I tend to go through things collaboratively, separately. Like there's something always going on in my life the same time as her life and vice versa. So we just had a lot of changes, and we definitely were taking a leap of faith and stepping out of our comfort zone and trying something new and different and exciting and scary and just different. So Erica, do you want to go first with your experience on your changes in your life and why we've been off the grid?
Dude, we've been super off the grid. I haven't even really been that much on social media either until like the past week or so. But I know that we've talked about the whole career fight that I've had with my career personally for years. But I was finally able to figure out a way to just quit my job and move away from Florida, finally getting out of Florida, which has been something I've been trying to do, I think, since like 4 or 5 years ago. But I felt like there was something always like making me stay here forever. And I just never felt connected with anything here. The weather, first of all, is hot as balls, humid. Nobody ever looks cute here. I mean, I'm just kidding. There's a lot of people looking, but I can't because it's too hot. So all I want to do is wear shorts and chanclas all day long. And, you know, it's just a lot of things, people, things to do, especially in the area of Florida that I live is not very, there's not a lot of things to do except, I don't know, maybe if you have the same circle of friends, kind of like just chill at their house and stuff like that. Or if you're rich and you have a boat, then that's good for you. But I am not. So I can't enjoy Florida like it's supposed to. I feel like Florida is enjoyable if you have, you know, a way to have a boat and have friends and all that stuff. But otherwise, either you live in Miami or like Tampa or Orlando, and that's kind of it. But yeah, now we decided, by we, I mean my fiance and I, to move to Arizona, and we're going to try to do something else. What am I going to do? I have no idea, but I'm okay with that. We live in a different society nowadays where finding out things and taking your time off to figure yourself is a little bit more acceptable than before. And other than moving to out of Florida, we're moving to Arizona. We're moving to Tucson. But I've been saying it to everybody for a while, and it wasn't until Karen corrected me that I've been calling it Tucson, and apparently that's not how you speak English.
No, you're calling it Tucson.
Tucson.
And I was like, girl, it's Tucson.
Oh, yeah, but you were not the first person I said that to. You were the last person before you finally correct. And people were like, oh, that's so cool. And I'm like, these people have no idea what I was saying. Like, you know when how Arkansas is not Arkansas, is Arkansas?
Yeah.
But that's not how you spell it. And I was like, then why the heck? Like, I mean, I'm not.
Tell me you're from a different country without telling me you're from a different country.
You would think that after living here for like over 20 years, you would be like, Tucson is not the same. Like, what? That's so weird. There's literally a C there, and you just delete it when you're saying it. But anyway, that's where we're going to go for now. And I'm very excited. My fiance's already there. I'm living at my mom's for a month and then I'm heading over there. So
yeah, I saw his story. He was like drinking Dutch Bros, the coffee.
Yeah.
I was
Is that like a thing or something?
That's like a West Coast thing. I feel like everyone in California and here and like Arizona, like the West side, they like all drink.
Oh, I think he was talking to me about that, that there's not that many Dunkin' Donuts because they have that place.
Dutch Bros, yeah.
So is it like good? Have you tried it?
I have tried it. The only drinks that I've tried from there, like the coffee drinks, have always been packed full of sugar. So it's good, but I just feel like I'm not really on that kick right now where I want super, super sweet stuff. The only thing I enjoy eating that's sweet is chocolate. But other than that, I don't want stuff that's super sweet. But I do like Coffee Bean. I don't remember if Florida has Coffee Bean, like to get Thai coffee and stuff.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
That's what I feel like people drink out here is Coffee Bean and Dutch Bros and then just like local coffee shops. And of course, Starbucks because everyone.
Yeah, taking over.
Yeah.
But yeah, so going back to our little topic of the day, the whole thing of getting out of my job was probably the hardest decision I've ever had to do. And that's why this had to stop for a little bit because I was having anxiety. I was having all these different emotions of feeling like I was kind of like breaking up with my career. And it's like feeling like this is the only thing I know how to do. This is the only thing I've done. I've worked my ass off to be where I'm at. I have all these benefits. I have everything. And knowing that that's not for you, it really is like a wake-up call. Like, what are you gonna do, you know? And especially because, like, I think I've mentioned before that my supervisor is kind of like my friend as well, and she's done a lot of things for me outside of work too. And it kind of is like a conflict of interest because it's also very hard, you know, to like, I felt like I was disappointing her. And already, I feel like as millennials, I don't know if everybody feels the same way, but we feel very like we owe our job something. I don't know. It's really hard to make decisions about maybe even calling in sick and stuff like that. It's just like we feel like we're not supposed to, you know? So obviously quitting was a big deal and I cried everything. Like it was just so dramatic. But yeah, I'm still working right now. And by the end of the month, I would be somewhere else. We also, you know, like I decided to just kind of let the universe tell me what to do. And I'm actually feeling pretty okay now. But it was really hard to finally take that leap of faith and be like, you know what? We'll see what's going to happen. And am I scared a little bit, but I feel like the new opportunities will come. But that's on the bigger scale of things so far. And I feel like we also think, well, I'm 30 now, but you feel like as the older you get, like, oh, I'm too old for this. Or like, I've already been here for working here for 5 years. Like, what's the point of starting over? All of these other thoughts come through and it's like, there's so many things. And then I have to remind myself, like when I was in college and I had people that were, I guess, in their 50s, just starting a new career. And sometimes you just have to remind yourself that it's never too late to start something, especially if it means with your happiness and what fulfills you. So if you're tired of something and you really want to change it and you have the ability to, I understand that there's a lot of privilege that I have that a lot of people don't. But if you do have the possibility to do it and the means to, this is kind of like where we are here, trying to encourage that as well. And that we're here and we're doing it too.
I just want to say I'm super proud of you because since I met you, we both used to talk about like leaving Florida and leaving our hometown and going back to like the, we don't see like the perk in living over there. But I know plenty of people who live there who like genuinely enjoy it and love it, especially the people who didn't grow up there. Like, I feel like the people who really, really enjoy Southwest Florida are the people who grew up in different cities and different states and like, it's new to them, so it's super thrilling. Or people who have established like a good foundation of friends over there. And I know you have a good foundation of friends over there, but there's definitely like little groups that I feel like enjoy it. I wasn't one of those people, like separate from my friends back home. I think I just hated the environment and it had nothing really to do with Florida. I think it's just how my personality is and like what I like to do and all the hobbies I like to do. I feel like South of Florida just wasn't for me because I'm not like a water baby where that I love like being out in the beach, you know? And I think like if I did have that personality that wanted to be at the beach all the time, I probably would have loved Florida. But I'm just really proud overall that you decided to take the leap of faith and, you know, like step back because I know Eric is a little bit more structured than I am. And I know making these type of moves in life, like are definitely not harder, but they are hard. And I think that the fact that you actually pulled the plug and are doing it is amazing. And I know how hard it is to move and leave everything behind and start all over, but it's also so refreshing and I'm trying to convince her to come to Vegas. So, I mean, you're one step closer being in Arizona.
Definitely. And being across the whole country.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that until, and okay, so I do have to give credit to Jason, my fiance, because he's like literally my backbone at this point. Like he had to drive from Florida all the way to Arizona. And this guy, like, I don't know how he did it. I hate road trips myself. I literally cannot be in a car for more than 4 hours. And for him, he's even more structured than I am. He's kind of like, he's like, what I say, like the typical American, you know, he likes things done and he's okay with like repetition and all this stuff, but he's also okay with trying new things, but he gets a little bit more nervous than I do just because he likes his structure the way that it is. And it wasn't easy for him either, you know, but he's like, you know what, we're going to do this. And We've already gave up our apartment. We've already like sold our stuff. We've already put all our stuff in the storage. We bought a car so we could fit all of our stuff in it. It's just been so many changes in the past few months that I'm like, oh my gosh. But like you said too, like and this goes back to like a session I had with my therapist. This is where like, and my therapist said.
Dude, I feel like that's how all my friends talk now. Well, my therapist said, and I'm like, damn, I'm like the only one who hasn't seen a therapist because I kept saying I would see one, but then like just so much happened that I was like, I need to postpone this because I can't even keep up with my own life right now.
Yeah, so it was something very, she was like, is there something that happened during your childhood? And I feel like I have no memory of my childhood. I had a pretty good childhood. Like, I cannot complain about my parents or anything like that. They gave me everything and more. They loved me, all these things. But there was one thing, you know, like, you're like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what did they do wrong? Why am I this way? You know, we always blame our parents for everything. Yeah. Because whatever.
Oh, I definitely blame my parents.
We never asked to be born. They wanted to. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But no, my parents were really good parents. But however, you know, like there's those little things that you never thought that could affect you. And I feel like mine were always like very like strict with me. And every decision kind of was kind of taken for me for a long time. And it was once I was like, you know, out of the house that I was like, well, you know, I realized that a lot of the things that I had done them because I was always trying to make others happy because I was like, okay, well, if this is what my parents told me to do, then I'm supposed to do it this way. And I don't want them to be like, to let them down, you know, because I always had so much respect for them and for everything that they had done for me that I was like, I must do it this way. I must choose this career. I must do. And then I realize now that I'm like, I did all of this because they kind of like pushed me into it in a way. Like, I'm pretty sure they didn't mean it. They wanted the best for me. They wanted me to be a professional and everything else. But obviously it, you know, in my subconsciousness, there was a lot of things of myself that I left behind. So now is where I'm like, well, I don't like this, or I enjoy this. And I didn't even know that I did, you know, and there's a lot of things that I'm starting to find out about myself. And it feels amazing. It feels amazing to be like, wow, like I didn't realize that, or I want to try this and I want to try that. And I think since like maybe 2014 or so, I've been trying a lot of new things that maybe would have, the older me, like the younger me, would have been like, oh no, I would never do that. It's so dangerous. But it's something that like my mother says a lot, like everything's dangerous. You know, if you go outside at night, oh, it's dangerous, you know, like yeah. You can't see this and that. And I feel like Hispanic moms are very like that. Like everything's very like something could happen. The aliens can come and get you in the middle of the night. And you're like, why are you thinking this? So now I'm a little bit more of a risk taker, which I wasn't. So little things, like for example, one time I went like at the rock climbing things. I would have never enjoyed that. And I didn't know I enjoyed it until I did it. And then I actually was able to go all the way to the top. And before I would have been like, oh no, I can't do that. I don't have upper arm strength, you know, or like take excuses because of whatever reasons. And I've realized I really enjoy to do things that I'm not good at, but I just like the adrenaline of doing them. So like when we go ziplining or when we do crazy things like that, or like, I'm pretty sure, I know you've done a lot. You're more crazy than I am. You like to do those things, but you actually know.
I actually have input, but I'm going to let you finish and then I'll tell you what happened. It's funny because I feel like the older you get, like the wiser you get. And then the more you try to kind of alter things based off of your experience. Mm-hmm. But it's like interesting because you're like the exact opposite when it comes to those things.
Yes, because I know that you've done a lot. Like I know that you've, what is it called when you jump off a plane?
Oh my God, now I can't even think of it.
Well, whatever, you've jumped off a plane and you had a parachute. Parachuting? Is it called parachuting?
Dude, I can't even think of it. Oh my God.
We know what we're talking about. I'm pretty sure everybody else does too. So I'm pretty sure one day I'll try that too. You know, it's just, there was a lot of fear that was kind of put onto me. And I didn't even realize that.
Skydiving.
Holy crap. Okay. But yeah, like I'm pretty sure like I want to try that too. And it's like at the moment of when you're actually there, it's like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? But once you do it, you're like, you feel great. It feels amazing. It feels like a weight lifted off. What do you think?
So my perspective on that, because my parents were the exact opposite of your parents. My parents had zero structure. Like they wouldn't plan a thing. My parents obviously did not have much money growing up. Like they were really not well off. And so I think that's why they didn't plan for things. And typically if they did plan for things or they would promise things, they were always uncompleted promises. So like they became, even though they were my parents, they just seemed so unreliable. And everything seemed like that. Like there was no reliability. There was no like stability, no structure. So I think I grew up the opposite. So I thought like, take all the risks. Like I think my younger 20s was skydiving, like doing things like that were very like risk taking. I would go jogging in the middle of the night being a young girl. I didn't care. I thought I was invincible. I would like literally jump off of like the pier into the ocean and do things that honestly right now I would not do. And the older I get, the more I'm like, oh man, that actually scares me. Like death is real. I'm scared. So instead of taking crazy risks like I used to, I've actually tamed down a lot because I feel like I've done all the risk taking possible. I mean, when I say I lived my early 20s as crazy and as hectic and like the girl from Titanic where she like did anything and everything, where she like test drove a plane and, you know, rode horses and, you know, went skydiving and did all those things. I feel like that's how my life was. And now I'm doing little risks, more like things that might be cringe or embarrassing and like may test my confidence, but on like a minor scale. So I'm not as crazy as before, but I am trying new things. And I was telling Erica, one of those new things is that I have never been able to dance salsa. Like, being Colombian, I'm not a salsa dancer. I can only dance the basics and that's it. And like, obviously growing up, I've seen Erica and like my other Colombian friends dance up a storm, do the spins, do the tricks. And I'm like, okay, I only know like a few steps here and there. My dad loves dancing, like super.
He Colombian. Does?
My dad dances super well, salsa. So,
wow.
Yeah. And my mom was not so much of a great dancer, but like, I think being with my dad, she learned a lot, mm-hmm. but I think she feels more comfortable dancing with my dad. But my dad loves to dance. So ironically, weird. I couldn't learn. He tried teaching me when I was younger and I was like, nah. And now that I'm older, I'm like, dude, I want to pick up cool things and do things that, you know, I've always wanted to try, but was too embarrassed. Like when I was younger, I used to get really shy with those things. Cause I'm like, well, everyone I know is like a pro dancer and like dancing at fucking Miami Heat games. And I'm just here shooting shit. So me and my friend Vanessa out here in Vegas decided to join a dance class and start salsa dancing. And they also teach bachata and reggaeton. And like, dude, when I say these girls that dance reggaeton and R&B and hip hop, I'm like, I feel like I'm watching a music video. They're doing like backflips and like crazy things.
The splits.
Yeah, they look like straight up out of like a dance movie. I'm like, okay, like I want to get to that level. So we've been going every Monday and Wednesday, and I think I love it. Like I enjoy it. I think everyone's a beginner there. So there, no one's really shy. Everyone's just doing their thing. And if we do it wrong, then like they correct us and we're all learning collaboratively, which is super nice to have. So you don't feel embarrassment. And I think I've never really been the type of person to get embarrassed, but with dance, for some reason, I always was shy and embarrassed, but now I'm not. Like, I just don't care. I'm like, dude, I'm almost 30 years old. Like, what are they going to say? You're dancing wrong? Here, do it right. Like, I don't care. Sure. I'll just keep going until I do it the right way. But that's been my stepping out of the boundary, doing like calmer things. I've been extremely busy too. Along with Erica moving out here, my parents decided to move out here. So they got here this weekend and we were helping them unpack and get used to it. And it's a big change for them.
They also lived here in Florida, by the way.
Yeah, same South area, Florida. Southwest Florida. And my mom hates change. She hates like anything that's out of structure. But she, when she was younger, had moved from New York to Cape Coral. And she hated it. She said that it was like the biggest change in her life. So when she got here, she was like, oh no, like I'm going to have to, it's going to take years before I get used to Vegas. And she even cried.
So how long did your parents live in Cape?
Oh my God.
Like around?
Probably like, so I'm 28, like 26 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they moved there when I was two. Like my mom went from Columbia to New York and my dad had gone to Boston. And I think they met in Cape or Fort Myers, somewhere in Southwest Florida, because their family had moved there. And they ended up staying in Cape Coral and living there. But I was born in Fort Lauderdale. So I guess they went to Fort Lauderdale first and then ended up in Cape. So they've been there for years upon years. And it's been a big impact on my mom the most. My dad's so happy to be here. He's like, I love it here. It's so nice. It's like beautiful. And
mom say?
She's like having a rough time because she really got used to Florida and the way people are and the way things are. She's like very hardcore and like East Coast type of personality. And I think the West Coast or the West Side is just very, I don't want to say like too liberal, but like everyone just doesn't care what you're up to. And that to her is very different. So it's been hard on her, but I told her, I'm like, you know, eventually you'll get used to it. We have all the things Cape Coral does have. And Vegas is very like a nice place to live, because if you want to live a party life, you can, but you don't have to. And if you want to live like a small town life, you also can do that. So that's been like the hardship, is helping my parents just get established here, doing salsa. I was telling Erica that before I like even started this episode, I was like, dude, I have not left my apartment all day, because all I've been doing is like hobby after hobby after hobby. And I've been going to the gym like religiously every day, weightlifting, working out, then doing cardio. Sometimes I do the gym twice a day. I know. And then I'll be like longboarding for extra cardio just to like get outside. And then I started the salsa class. So I've been doing that every Monday and Wednesday. And then yesterday we started mountain biking and doing trails around Vegas. So my body's just collapsing.
Bro, I really have any like strength to go to work. That's all I do.
Oh, and I started per diem. That's the other thing. I've stepped out of my normal comfort zone is I finally stopped picking up contracts. Finally. Because I kept saying, I'm not going to take another contract. And like, I would take then another contract. Yeah, because the money was so good. But this time I said, no more. I'm not doing contracts anymore. I'm going to do the esthetician stuff. I signed up for courses for the end of July to do aesthetics and learn Botox and I think like cryotherapy and laser and like tattoo removal, all that stuff. So I signed up to do some courses to learn that. And then if I love it enough, I'm going to try to find like a stable job in it. And I'm also debating about finishing my master's now finally, because now I work whenever I want to work and I get paid doing per diem. So I'm finally taking different steps to completely remove myself from bedside. So those are big changes.
That's amazing. Because I know you've been wanting to do that for a while.
Yeah.
A while.
Yeah.
When you were talking about the salsa dancing, I know that I've also kind of like merged into some type of dancing. Just as a background, when I was in college, I used to have like four part-time jobs. And one of them was actually teaching Zumba, which is kind of like an aerobics dance with dance, like Hispanic or Latin dancing in it. So, you know, I've been out there. I know what it's like. I know what it's like teaching a class. I know what it's like, embarrassing yourself, because you know, like you have to like kind of pump up the class and everybody like, you know, be like happy, excited and in the class and whatever. But I don't know, like I feel like also maybe the pandemic was kind of like a thing, because I haven't been out, and I've always before like to go out dancing like to Latin clubs and stuff like that, because I mean I'm not really about grinding on random people. To go to like American clubs or like maybe
you're not really into the ins.
No, I do like house and electronic music, but it's not something that I like done, especially because when I started like listening to it more than the pandemic hit, so it was kind of like, well, now everything's canceled and I'm like, great. but I've been so self-conscious lately, and this is kind of like embarrassing to talk about, but I feel like, you know what, just gonna throw my whole perspective of life at this point in this podcast. I was gonna say this show.
Okay, now we're actresses.
I know. No, because you know what, whatever, it is what it is. But yeah, I've been super self-conscious, and my friend has a studio.
To clarify, self-conscious with yourself, like your body, or like with dancing? Because
with my body.
Okay.
Overall,
you're one of like the best dancers that I know.
which actually inspired me to go and learn to dance.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
I was like, everyone I know like can dance so well. And like, I even, when they asked me at dance class, they're like, why are you here? You're Colombian, like you have the curves. And I'm here like, because all my freaking, my family, my friends, they're all like pro dancers. And I'm here like a clown in the corner not dancing.
You're like, good job, guys.
So I'm like, I know, I was just asking if your like insecurity was that. You've always been like an incredible dancer.
Thank you. But no, also with dancing too, though, because this is the thing. So my friend Ivana has a dance studio called Residence here in Fort Myers.
Shout out to her. What is it?
Shout out to Residence. So I had like, when she told me about this, I was so, maybe one day she'll come in. I don't know if she wants to, but whatever. She loves talking, so it would be a fun thing. Yeah,
but it'd be cool because she can share her experience, like now that I've gone to dance class and you've gone to her dance studio, like it'd be cool for her to share her perspective on like what it's like to own that.
Yes. I'm gonna keep all the other stuff, so if she does come, I'll tell you guys about it, because it's really funny. But when she told me about it, I was so excited, because I mean, you know, I love dancing and then all this other stuff. And when she started it, I was there like supporting her. We would go to like these little bars to like hang out flyers and all these things, and she would be like, I'm so scared to go hang out flyers. I'm like, I'm not. And then I would go around and like the whole bar and like, I'm like, hey, there's this dance studio opening up, blah blah blah. I was so excited. And I was like, she's like, oh my God, you've helped me so much, like to get the word out there and blah, blah, blah. And then I finally, like the studio opened and I went to the classes, bro. Like no coordination whatsoever. Cause this is, okay, to clarify, this is a hip hop studio, right? So it's more urban hip hop and all that stuff. I thought I knew how to, because I know how to dance salsa, merengue, all those like Latin dancing. I'm like, you know, that's just going to come. It's like when you feel the beat, you're just going to drop the move. Like, no. Choreography is like the hardest thing I've ever done. And I'm telling you, I've challenged myself a lot in the past like 6 years to do things that challenge my body. And that I cannot do. Like, it was so frustrating. The frustration that came out of me was just like, I can't believe it. I tried it like, I think like 6 times. And every time I felt so defeated, and I was like, I definitely cannot count and move at the same time. Like, and then for the first time I realized, like, I feel the pain of the people who can't dance salsa. Cause before I was like, it's so easy. It just comes to you. It does not. Now I understand. Like, it's so weird. I hated it so much. And then my friend Ivana would keep inviting me to go to her class, and I would always be like, oh, I can't go, I'm so busy. And I'm like in my bed just like hanging out, like I will never go back to the stupid studio.
I give you props though, because you said you went 6 times.
Yeah, I went, and I was like, dude, I cannot do it. And especially also, I think it's because they do the videos, so they record, like, you know, this
was cool, it like a R&B hip hop class, or was it a heels class?
No. This was, okay, so this comes after. So They do the videos, you know, and everything. And I'm obviously not going to be in these videos, because trust me, the way I'm dancing, like, this is going to kill the video for everybody else who's there. And it's going to be embarrassing. So no, I don't do the videos. And she's always like, you should be in it. It's just for you. And she's like a person, my friendship with her is kind of like, what irks you? I'm going to do it because I know it irks you. Like, literally, like, she hates talking on the phone. She's a millennial, but she is more like a Gen Z sometimes. Yeah. And I call her and I know that it irks her, because she's like, I hate talking on the phone. Like, why can't you just text me? Like, those type of people. And I'm like, And I'm like, what? I can't. I love talking on the phone. And I know she's going to answer either way, but like, I do it just because I know she's so angry. And she does the same thing to me. So she'll be like, if there's a picture I look horrible in, she'll be like, I'm gonna tag you, and then like all these things. So, but we do it, like, that's just our friendship. Yeah. Is stupid, but that's why I know that if I ever will be in one of these videos, she's gonna post it in her studio page, and I'm like, definitely not happening. So anyway, months passed by. I had stopped going to the studio. Like, I think I had some traumatizing because every time I would, because the studio's at the mall. So every time I would pass by, I was like, I don't want to walk by this place. I literally, it's made me hate like hip hop dancing or like dancing overall.
And like, oh my God, those dances. When I see the girls out here dancing, my jaw is like on the floor because it looks so.
They're amazing. I love it.
It's impressive that I'm just like, I wish I were them. Like, hopefully one day, crossing my fingers, when I start those classes, I'll get to that point. Like, yeah. Even if I couldn't dance salsa, I'd be fine if I could do like.
Yeah, but I mean, I did say I went 6 times, but I think I went 6 times in a matter of like a year or more. So it's not like I continuously went like 6 times on a row. Like, no, no, no. Because I know the point is that if you keep going, eventually you're going to get good. And I know that they are because I saw that her other friend, which was the same thing as me when we went, both went for the first time. She was not good at all. She was like, she looked at me like, girl, we don't know what we're doing. And then I was like, no, we don't. So, but now she's doing so much better. And it's like, you know, she's not doing as good as like the people who've been dancing, because I've noticed that a lot of people who go to like the advanced classes are obviously people who are actual dancers. Like, they've been practicing since they were like 4 years old doing this stuff.
But the class you went to, is it beginners?
I don't remember. I've been to different, like, all levels, so whatever. But anyway, so then she started incorporating heels classes. So it's like a sexy, you put on your heels, all this stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm not doing that, because I've always, like, I'm not like this like sexy person. I've never perceived myself this way. And if I am, like, maybe like privately, but never like in front of other people. I just always
privately,
like, I admire it. No, yeah, I admire it because I'm like, wow, so much confidence. That's so cool. But I can't do it in front of people. It's just like, I'm like, I feel like it's just not who I am. You know what I mean? But my other friend, Veronica, she was like, well, I'm going. We should go together. It's not going to be just you. And then I was like, okay, fine. I didn't really want to go, but I was like, I'm also thinking like, this is kind of like the last month I'm hanging out with the people from Florida. And I'm like, I kind of told myself I wasn't going to say no to doing things while I was here. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go. I really don't want to go, whatever. My goodness. I had so much fun. I never thought I would, because I was like.
With the heels one?
Yes. It was amazing. Like, it was just like, I think it's also because it was way easier than the other ones, because you're focusing more of like the slowness, the like sexiness. Obviously, I was not looking like the girls who are, you know, good at this. I'm not good at this at all.
It's all about confidence, though.
But I also think that, you know, like, for example, you're going with Vanessa to the salsa dancing, right? So it's also like being there with like somebody that you know that is also going through the same situation, and they're all like, we have no idea what we're doing. And yeah, so maybe I will keep going to these heel class, because my friend Veronica had also told me about the pole dancing stuff, and I was like, girl, like, I cannot.
I feel like an exercise, though, because I've met people who do pole dancing. I feel like everyone out here does some type of like sport or like dance or something like that, and like, I feel like that's such like, it's such a good workout for upper body. And just,
yeah, like, but that's mostly the reason why I was like, I have no upper body strength, girl. Like, there's no way.
Even weightlifting, I don't.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I can't do that. But if it's fun, and if you are enjoying while you're doing it, and if you have a friend, you should definitely go try things that, you know, you would never think you would have done. Like me doing a heels class. And they had the chair, you know, like you open the chair and the whole thing. Like, I was like, okay, let's try.
Dance, then you pull a string and the rain comes down.
Where is that from? Isn't that from like a movie or a show? Huh?
It's from Flashdance.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But so, I think J-Lo ended up doing like a music video too with that.
Yeah, like, I think it was kind of like because of like the whole Flashdance scene. But that's not what I did. And I didn't look like J-Lo, girl.
Dude, I'm sure I look like a freaking robot dancing salsa because they've been, like, teaching us the steps. And, like, every time they, like, add new steps and I'm like, okay, all right. Like, I thought I had it down last class, but you guys keep throwing new shit.
And oh, my gosh.
But if you end up moving out here to Vegas for a contract, if Jason can get one, then I'm going to drag you to these freaking reggaeton R&B hip-hop dances because then we can both look like clowns together, you know?
So, dude, like, these people do, like, flips on the floor and they start, like, shaking that ass. And I'm like, I can't even do that. But, hey, girl, get it.
Serotonin. Like, every time I get out of dance class, I feel genuinely happy. Like, I feel so good. And I'm like, damn, I don't even know if I sucked at it, if I was great at it, if I was good, if I was okay. But I feel happy. Like, I'm like, okay, all that energy that I had stored, like, is out now. And I think it's like that with the gym. Like, I've been going to the gym 1 to 2 times a day, but it's like a different type of repressed energy being, like, expelled. Because I think the gym just, like, if I feel angry or I feel, like, kind of depressed or some type of anxiety, I feel like the gym, what it does is it, like, crushes those feelings. And I just feel like, oh, okay, I got it. Whereas dance, genuinely, like, I go in and I can feel, like, bleh or lazy. And, like, I come out feeling really happy.
Yeah. It definitely does. I mean, any type of body, I don't know, exercise, movement, it gives you that, you know, that ump that you need.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's been, I don't know. It's been, like, the one thing that I feel like I've stepped out of my comfort zone. And it's been a good experience. I want to keep this as, like, a hobby that I will continue to do even after the dance classes are over. So I'll keep you posted and then I'll show you videos of me dance.
To let us all know how that goes. Maybe you could post a video once. A tiny, it doesn't have to be.
I'll tell you right now, there's a video of, like, day one.
You could do the comparison.
And day one
versus, like,
the steps, no rhythm. So it's literally like us, like robots. It looks so bad, but who knows? I'll show you the video privately and then we'll see the last video.
Maybe we can do an edit one day.
Yikes.
I will definitely not show you the first time I went to this.
No, you have to.
But I would try to record the next time I go and see how that looks.
Scary. He goes home, starts crying.
Scary.
But yeah, for me, so I guess the changes for you was moving to Tucson, leaving your career. Me is changing to per diem and finally not taking a contract. Like I always say, I'm not going to take a contract, but I really haven't. And doing dance and mountain biking yesterday. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not the move. It was beautiful.
You had a mountain bike or you bought a new one?
No, I bought a new one to add on to the list of hobbies.
So you have skates, you have a longboard, you have a mountain bike.
Dude, so right now I have in my living room, because I don't have a house, I have a mountain bike, I have a scooter, I have two longboards, I have skates for rollerblading, and my parents got here and they found like this weird type of skateboard. It wasn't even a skateboard. It was like two wheels, but it's separated. I don't even know what it's called. And they're like, oh, we found this. We thought you'd like it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. But I have like literally like that. I have my keyboard, my piano keyboard. I have the guitar and my Nintendo Switch. So salsa, I was like, oh, well, I'm already going to the gym and working out. I might as well start dance. And then, like, now I was like, let me do the mountain biking. So I bought a mountain bike because everyone out here does that. They go on trails. And there's so many beautiful trails out here. But yesterday, Vanessa took me, like, far out. And we were going uphill. And it was leg day yesterday. So we did leg day in the morning. And then I ran a bunch of errands and then we did that. And I just wanted to die the whole time. Like it was beautiful, but my legs were giving out. They're like, dude, oh
my gosh.
Yeah. I've definitely been trying to do new things. I'll let you know how next month goes with the whole Botox stuff. and whether or not I decide to go back to school and finish my master's.
Yeah, we're moving on. We're moving on with life. It's like finally, I feel like at least my life, your life has been a lot of moving and a lot of new things, but I feel like my life was just so stagnant for so long. It was just like, oh my gosh, like I just wanted to like stab myself in the eye. Not literally, by the way. I joke like this all the time just for people to say that. But
you went to Tucson?
Yes, I went to Tucson with Jason. We met in Houston because I couldn't, unfortunately, drive with him all the way over there. But and it's a totally different world. Like, I never thought I would live out. Dude, we saw the freaking border and I started crying. Like tears. By the way, guys, if you hear voices, it's because I'm, like I said, I'm at my mom's and there's people out there. So but anyway, yeah, I was crying and I was just, and like Jason looks at me, he's like, what is going on? And I'm like, Mexico's on the other side, and I'm just so emotional because I'm thinking of all these people. And I'm like, and he's like, you know, people work here and live there or vice versa. And I'm like, I do know that, I'm aware, but I'm just saying, like, it's just so weird and ironic, like it's just there. And then like I felt so privileged. Here I am, like, drinking alkaline water and organic fruit and whatever in the car, passing by it, and I'm like, dude, I've never felt so privileged. Like, I was just like, holy crap, like, this is insane. And yeah, I don't know. It was weird. That was weird. It was weird for me. For other people, I would just be like, she crazy, but whatever. And then after that, we went to New Mexico, which was so beautiful. I fell in love with the little city called Las Cruces, I believe it's called. Super cute. Super, super, super cute. It just seemed like out of a little storybook.
Yeah.
So if anybody's out there, you guys should check it out. And then we went to Tucson, we went to Arizona. Has beautiful places to go to, and I'm very excited to go and check out.
Like, more desert like though, right?
Yes, definitely super deserty. And I was just like, I only was there for like 3 days or 2 days, to be honest.
Yeah.
We did go to this mountain called Mountain Lemon, and it was so crazy seeing like the geographical changes of everything. Like, you go from like being at the bottom, and then once you start going up, there's the whole time is just rocks and cactus or cacti, however you say it, I don't know. And then all of a sudden they stop, and then you start seeing trees, and then the weather starts changing, and you're just like, it's not hot anymore. It's so pretty, like, just to be able to see that, because I come from a place that is super mountainous. And just living in the flatlands ain't my thing. So, also, the heat hits different over there.
Yeah.
Like, it's not as humid, but once you, like, that day we were in the sun for, like, a few hours. And we got home, and we felt so exhausted. Like, we didn't really walk. We were just kind of, like, in the car, but, like, with, like, our windows down. And we got off, like, sightseeing, like, a few places. And we walked a little bit, like, downtown. Once we got back to Tucson, we walked a little bit, like, on down around downtown for literally, like, 20 minutes, if anything. But it was the middle of the day, so it was so hot. I think it was, like, 100 degrees. And the sun was, like, beaming. When we got home, we passed out at 5 p.m.
Oh, my
God. So the next day. And I was, like, what the heck happened? And it's
heat though, because the
sun,
like an oven. And like, I tell anyone, like, hey, if you're gonna drink, especially drink like alcohol out here, make sure you're drinking water, because you don't realize how quick you get dehydrated out here because there's no humidity. It's just like that oven heat. But I swear, like, Jay had sent me sunflowers, and I had two bouquets of like sunflowers. And it had water like halfway in the vase. And the next day it was like barely any water. Like, that's how quick the freaking water gets out here. So imagine like your human body. So I try to drink water like 24/7 while I'm out here, even if it's like not crazy hot, but the heat does slap you.
Also, the altitude changes like out of nowhere. You're like completely like, well, not completely like Florida, of course, but I think that also affected because we're like Florida people under sea level. And then you go and then we're going up and down mountains like crazy people.
Did your lungs hurt like hiking?
Because a little bit, yes.
When I first moved out here and I started hiking like in the winter, like I wouldn't hike right now, my lungs felt like so much pressure. And it's because Florida is under sea level, right? Mm-hmm. And like here, the altitude is a lot different. So my lungs, it took like a full year for my lungs to get adjusted to the altitude out here. Because every time I'd hike, it would feel like my lungs were collapsing. And now finally I hike fine, but it was definitely something that was hurting my breathing.
Oh my gosh.
But I hope you guys can move out here so you can see how fun it is and how close everything is. Because like I said, I love living here mostly because I live a calm life, but also because California, Arizona, Utah, and everything's so close.
Yeah. So, yes, when I'm out there, I'm definitely going to try to experience a lot of different things as well. I remember I'm not an arts and craft person. Like, I cannot draw for crap. I have no patience of, like, doing things with my hands. Last year, my friends and I started doing a pottery class. I don't know if I've talked about it before in the podcast or not, but yeah. Anyway.
I don't know if you did, but I remember you took it.
And I actually enjoyed it so much that even Jason was like, I want you to do pottery at the house. And I'm like, okay, he wants me to like be this like super artsy like housewife or something.
Dude, but you should buy the clay that you oven bake. And you like stuff kind of like what we do for Etsy and stuff, like me and Julian. And it's just,
oh, by the way, I'm wearing the earrings.
I know, they look so cute. I made lemon ones today.
Oh my god, I want those.
And they look so nice.
So yes. So I do want to try that before I really get into it at home, because that means I have to buy a wheel and all that. But I am so excited to be able to find a pottery. There's no pottery places here other than the place that we took over there in Cape Coral, and we didn't really like it because it was like super expensive and like the person wasn't really teaching us that good and all that, so it was more like But I must say, I usually do not boast about myself because I'm not that type of person, but I will say that I was kind of like the best one over there in our beginner class. Okay, so because it did encourage me to like, you know, like, maybe I'm not good at a lot of arts and crafts, but this one, I'm not that
good. Dude, if you live out here, we got to do it all. There's so many classes of so many things. This is why.
Which is one of the main reasons why I decided to move away. But those are just different things that I think that we have tried. And we are, at first, it scares you, you know, but that's the whole thing of getting out of your comfort zone, is to like push your fears and push through them. And once, maybe, you know, I had to go back to that studio and make a fool of myself, but I had fun doing it, so that's what matters.
Stay tuned, because I have dance class today, so I'll make a fool of myself.
I want to see a video.
I will show you. They record every class.
Oh my gosh.
I think they posted the first. I know they posted the first class. I don't know if they posted any others, but I'll send it to you via DM. I haven't even showed my boyfriend. Like, he asked me, he's like, show me some moves. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to show you some moves on FaceTime in the kitchen. That's super awkward.
Does he know how to dance? Oh. Is he like, no.
He's Cuban, not a dancer.
How does that happen?
Dude. Well, I'm Colombian and I can't dance, so.
But I feel like Cubans are like, that's like where salsa was born. Like, you should know how to dance. I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, clearly we both don't know how to dance salsa like that. Like, well,
you're gonna learn and you're gonna teach him, and it's gonna be great. It's gonna be so cute. You can make it a date.
Okay. But dude, so
like, nah.
Once you move over here, our, like, the dance studio I go to, they do social events where you can come and, like, drink and dance and, like, they
have, I love that.
Have competitions. So you see them, like, compete or you see them dance, like, on stage and, like, huge social dance. And then they have events, like, on the strip and stuff. And, like, people from all over the country come out and, like, dance.
That's amazing. I think they have something like that here, but it's only old people.
No, this is all young people.
Friends to the old people, but I'm like,
I was like, no, this is not like this. This is like Dirty Dancing, like, oh. And I'm like, damn,
flip me over. Oh.
Me okay?
No, you're like, oh no, like that girl. I'm just kidding. But yeah, guys, I don't know if you guys maybe want to share some stories with us about something that you guys have tried or something that you've been wanting to try, and I don't know, you can always DM us and let us know your stories, and we're more than happy to hear it. Or if you want us to share on our next episode, we can definitely do that too. That would be fun.
Yeah, thank you for coming, thank you for listening.
Yes, guys, thank you for your support. Keep listening, keep sharing. We love you. See you soon, or talk to you soon. Whatever. Bye.
Talk to you. Bye.